Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Frost in the area. The time now is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Another vessel struck by the U.S. military in the Eastern Pacific. War Secretary Pete Hegseth says that the boat was transporting narcotics. It says three men were killed in the strike. It's the second boat to be hit in that region in 2 days.
The administration has been cracking down on suspected drug smugglers in the Caribbean, bombing seven vessels there since September 2nd. And in a show of force, the U.S. flying three B-52 bombers off the coast of Venezuela late last week. President Trump said he also has authorized covert CIA missions inside Venezuela.
ABC's Matt Gutman. The North Carolina House approved a new congressional voting map Wednesday that's expected to give Republicans an extra seat in Congress. Texas was the first state to redistrict in favor of Republicans. Sources tell ABC News President Trump intends to tear down the entire east wing of the White House by this weekend to begin construction of his new ballroom that could be completely razed by this weekend. This is ABC News. Extreme weather and trade impacts are driving up coffee prices, but there are still some ways to save.
Whether it's a cup of joe, cold brew, or that pumpkin spice latte, Americans like their daily jolt. But the price for coffee keeps rising, up more than 20% in just the past year. The continued drought in top coffee-producing countries like Brazil and Southeast Asia are impacting the supply chain, according to consumer and retail group Melius Research, along with the added cost of tariffs. But there are ways to save. Experts say coffee clubs offer free drinks or discounts if you buy in bulk, and many are turning to freeze-dried or instant espresso. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The director of Paris's Louvre Museum testified before France's Senate Wednesday after Sunday's daytime jewel heist. Lawrence Descartes said that the outdated security system is partially to blame, including one camera that was pointing away from the window that the suspects broke in through. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 51 degrees. It will be partly sunny and cool. Also, northwest winds 7 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear and cold with a freeze likely tonight. A low of 27, 54 Friday. Pleasant and light winds. A few clouds with frost expected again on Friday night. A low of 30. Saturday, an ice fall day with a mix of sun and clouds and a high of 56. And breaks of sun and 60 on Sunday. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was just 45 degrees. This morning, we rise and shine following a midnight reading of 39. It is 33 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise today, Thursday, October 23rd. It is time to now officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly
bye. too soon. Longing for redemption in his cold hospital room. God is there. But will she tell her family, still her daddy's little girl? She can't believe she's showing, carrying the weight of the world. God is there. Where you think he won't come to, well, that's where he'll be.
We start the day in a positive way with Diamond Rio and God is There. Before that, Pat Boone doing our national anthem. Hello, friends. On a Thursday, October 23rd, Phil Nee with you as we get on down the trail. Time is slipping away for me to try and find something to wear for Halloween. That's going to be just a week away from tomorrow. My goodness. Anyway, we are into the day, and we'll have some regular features for you. Some info to get you in the know, a check of sports in about 10 minutes, a win on the opening night for the Milwaukee Bucks last night. We'll share some details in sports this morning in about 10. Right now, let's start those chores. Here's Hank Williams.
Heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Come down like falling rain.
call my name, you'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you. Time will come when you'll be blue. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Are my fears coming true? How I wish I knew. Am I losing you? Is your love really true? Is there somebody new? What to do? Am I losing you? Am I too blind to see what's been happening to me? Every road has a bend. For somebody new, tell me what to do. Am I losing you? For somebody new. tell me what to do. Am I losing you?
Ronnie Millsap on the Mill Cow Show from WRCO today. A reminder, the Southwest Cow Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be at the Boaz Community Building parking lot from 11 until noon today. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held from 11:30 until 5:30 at First Baptist Church in New Lisbon. For an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. Looking ahead toward tomorrow, the Riverdale Drama Department will host the District 10 One-Act Festival on Friday. Riverdale's performance will start around noon. They'll be putting on Andromeda's Galaxy. There is no admission charge, and the event is open to the public at Riverdale Schools. Coming up tomorrow.
Pour a cup and turn up the dial. The Light in the Milk House show is on the air, fueled by Brouhaha, your hometown roaster.
Pride County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri County Building Supply.
Ready for a better route in your driving career? Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is looking for CDLA drivers with a tanker endorsement to service dairy and food processing facilities across Richland Center, Arena, and nearby communities. They offer both full and part-time positions, complete with training and benefits. If you've got a safe driving record and the motivation to make every mile count, Bitech wants to hear from you. Apply online or call 608-328-8200. Or 800-362-3484. Bitech Incorporated, your road to success, a greener way.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard ready for fall with Select Ace Insect Killers, 2 for just $8. Break up those leaves easy with Ace Poly Tine or Steel Tine Leaf Rakes and save $10 on Select Paint and Exterior Paint gallons for your outdoors projects. Stock up now and tackle your home and yard with tools and savings you need. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
An update on sports today at 5:20 is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The WIAA soccer tournament gets underway for several teams today, including Richland Center playing at Aquinas, River Valley hosting Mayville, and the second round of the WIAA volleyball tournament tonight. Richland Center will be hosting Westby, and River Valley will be hosting Belleville. Among the area games, Riverdale will be at Brooklyn. Crookwood. On the state of Wisconsin scene, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 37 points and 14 rebounds, and the Milwaukee Bucks never trailed in a 133-120 season opening victory over the Wizards. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter Jr. scored 10 points before leaving with a sprained ankle. He appeared to trip over the foot of teammate Bobby Portis. Washington's Chris Middleton scored 23 in his first game at Milwaukee since being traded. He received a huge ovation a couple of times from the crowd. Elsewhere in the NBA, Orlando 125-121 over Miami, Charlotte 136, Brooklyn 117, New York 119, Cleveland 111, Toronto 138, Atlanta 118, Philadelphia 117, Boston 116, the Bulls 115-111 over Detroit, Memphis 128, New Orleans 122, Utah 129, the Clippers 108, San Antonio 125, Dallas 92, Minnesota 118, Portland 114, and Phoenix over Sacramento 120-116. From the NHL, New Jersey 4-1 over Minnesota, Buffalo 4, Detroit 2, Montreal 2-1 over Calgary in overtime. Tonight in the NFL, the new weekend begins with the Vikings playing at the LA Chargers. And that is an update on sports.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hill Point.
Oh, yes, 33 degrees at WRCO, a frost advisory until 9 this morning. Tomorrow morning, a freeze warning for the entire area. Today's high 51, tonight's low 27. Right now it's 33 degrees. It is officially time to warm up with the aerobic polka, powered by Supps Gym.
Elevate your fitness game with Supps. That's S-U-P-P-Z. Supps, your go-to destination for trusted brands at unbeatable prices.
No gimmicks, no fluff,
just results. Ditch the fake reviews and mystery blends. Experience the Supps difference today.
Proudly fueling local athletes.
800-968-0993. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Supps.
Venamore.
Today for the aerobic polka fix, we're going to Molly B. Live. Take it away, Molly.
And it's back to polka time in Ennis, Texas with one called the Kramer's Polka.
One,
we'll be right back.
Thank you, Molly B and the band right there. Really getting lively this morning for it being this early. We appreciate you. 33 at WRCL. Wake up, little Susie.
Our friends is when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by then. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your pop? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie.
Kendall's on WRCO. I had a lovely time. Our lovely time continues with more of the Milk House Show in the next half hour. We're headed toward a high of 51 later, so a little better than the last couple of days. And right now we start out at on the verge of frost. I didn't notice on the Mighty Vibe this morning in Sextonville, but right now it is 33 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
More criticism for the president's plan to import beef. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The one that started it all. In 1926, the founders of Pioneer revolutionized farming with the commercialization of hybrid corn. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. The CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says President Trump's plan to import beef from Argentina undercuts America's farmers and ranchers.
That what he's asking for is for us as cattle producers to take less money for our cattle.
Colin Woodall tells Brownfield producers have been struggling for years.
We need to be able to allow producers the opportunity to make a little money, to try to get made whole from previous years. And we know from previous experience that government intervention in the marketplace does not work.
Daryl Peel, livestock economist with Oklahoma State University, says the U.S. is already importing record amounts of beef, and it hasn't helped lower beef prices.
Argentina is not the market to look at. They're a tiny, tiny fraction of our total imports. Even if we doubled imports from Argentina, wouldn't have any significant impact.
And he says
it really smacks mostly of political moves, not so much really intended to address any significant economic problems in the U.S.
Several U.S. senators representing beef-producing states met with members of the administration, including President Trump, Tuesday. A crop insurance agent and an elected official say the government shutdown is having few direct impacts on farmers. Amy Penterman farms with her husband. She sells crop insurance. She tells Brownfield at this time of year, there are only a few things farmers might have to complete after the Farm Service Agency reopens.
Any high-dollar claims that would need an RMA review, those are going to get held off. The issue that I could see coming that kind of would affect crop insurance is the fall acres that need to get reported for the winter wheat insurance and forage seeding and any hay insurance that you would have.
Penterman says farmers won't be able to go into FSA offices to report acres, but they can still report acres to their crop insurance agents. She says the timing of the government shutdown could have been much worse. Congressman Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin tells Brownfield the government shutdown has not generated many calls to his office.
Honestly, not a lot. Our FSAs, you know, we're having issues with them. So there's been a slight decline in services, the timeliness of that. But, you know, my office is open. I furloughed nobody.
And Van Orden says legislative offices are open. He says the shutdown is affecting votes in the Senate and funding for important programs. But lawmakers are still able to work on bills in committee and constituent services continue. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
You'd never settle for underperformance. You'd never settle for less than maximum yield. You'd never settle for gaps in the stand. So why settle for anything less than DeKalb corn? DeKalb seed is for those who make outstanding performance a priority, with a broad portfolio of products bred to maximize profit potential on every field. DeKalb brand corn. Never settle. Visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetue with Tipsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We have multiple online-only auctions up and running right now. Tractors, motorcycles, vehicles, tools, farm machinery, and much, much more. Online-only auction ending October 29th at 6 p.m. Soft close again. For more info, go to www.tipsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Hestetue. Have a great day.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again Tuesday Bids and asking prices have been slow to surface this week. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Philip Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers weighing less than 600 pounds were $10 to $15 lower. Steers 600 to 700 pounds were $8 to $12 higher. Feeder heifers 400 to 450 pounds were $10 to $12 lower. And feeder heifers 550 to 600 pounds were $10 to $15 lower. The USDA says demand was good in-house and moderate online. Cattle were very attractive. Almost the entire offering of spring calves was fully vaccinated. Medium and large one feeder steers 551 to 595 pounds brought 457.50 to 495.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 502 to 548 pounds brought 430 to 462.50. Box beef closed mixed with light and solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice down $1.28 at $370.65. Select was $1.04 higher at $353.61. Estimated cattle slaughter was 118,000 head, down 4,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a big negotiated run. The cash hog market continues to struggle with direction. Processors moved decent numbers on Wednesday, but were able to do so without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. While domestic demand is likely still finding some additional support because pork is a competitively priced protein in the retail space, the picture isn't as clear for global demand. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.36 with a weighted average of $88.16. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.44 lower with a weighted average of $88.17. The Western Corn Belt was down $1.43 with a weighted average of $88.15. Pork values closed lower, down $1.49 at $100.59. Picnics, hams, ribs, loins, and butts were all lower. And estimated hog slaughter was 493,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up more than 7,500 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle closed sharply lower following the president's comments on Wednesday. And lean hog futures closed mixed on spread trade. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours. No weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
In agriculture, content is king, especially when it comes from a source you trust. Brownfield Ag News delivers timely, accurate information to America's farmers. Our team of award-winning farm broadcasters brings you the stories that matter, local, regional, national, and even global. That's why Brownfield is a household name across farm country, on the radio, online, and across social media. Thank you for trusting Brownfield. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day, and the trees on your property are one you shouldn't take for granted. Since 1936, Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber throughout southwest Wisconsin. Their professional forest management team can help you make the best decisions for you and your trees. Call the professionals at Meister Log and Lumber today, 608-524-4412. That's Meister Log and Lumber, serving Wisconsin's forests since 1936.
Wednesday, direct cattle markets were quiet, butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads. November up 4 at 10.34 and 3 quarters, and January 1.5 higher at 10.50. Corn was supported by demand. December was up 3 and a quarter at 4.23. March was 2 higher at 4.35 and 3 quarters. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply following comments by President Trump. December live was down 560 at 239.82, and February was 590 lower at 240.37. November feeders were down 925 at 364.22. And hogs closed mixed, adjusting spreads with conflicting fundamentals during the session. December was down 87 at 82.40, and February lean was 52 lower at 85.22. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business with slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30, offering a range of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, cull cows, and quality baby calves. They also host feeder cattle sales every Friday morning at 9. This Friday, don't miss their combination sale featuring an all-Holstein and Angus cross sale. For more details, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020. Bloomington Livestock Exchange, where quality meets tradition.
The invisible pest that steals from your soybean crop, next on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. Your soybean cyst nematode management guide is worthless at this point. Horacio Lopez Nicora, a soybean pathologist at The Ohio State University, says even resistant soybean varieties aren't that resistant anymore. And he adds a lot of soybean growers seem to be in denial.
I'm growing 80 bushel an acre beans. I don't have a problem. Well, add 30% to that and you will have extra income to your operation, right? So not because you are producing above the average doesn't mean that you are not losing due to soybean cyst nematode, and that you can actually compensate for that by an integrated management approach.
Lopez Nicora says some resistant varieties are still fairly effective. So is not planting soybeans, he adds.
Well, I have soybean cyst nematode, and corn is not a host. I'll just plant continuous corn and get rid of it.
Lopez Nicora says you may need help assessing the extent of an SCN problem, and you can check with your local extension office for help on that.
Keep low levels low. That's the best approach. You will not get rid of it. So let's keep it low.
Lopez Nicora was a guest on the Field Advisor podcast, a production of the Illinois Soybean Association. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Large milk supplies are pressuring dairy prices. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Top tier financial ag economist Megan Roberts says there's more inventory year over year.
We're seeing a 3.3% increase in milk production during August 2025.
She tells Brownfield demand for dairy products is strong,
but it's just challenging to meet the demand needs for an increase in milk production of that size. So there has been some downward pressure on milk prices across the different classes and products over the course of this summer.
Roberts says high beef prices and lower feed costs are helping dairy producers stay profitable. A recent report shows U.S. dairy producers have excelled at producing butterfat and should consider shifting their focus to producing more protein instead. Economist Corey Geiger with CoBank tells Brownfield, of the top three dairy exporters, the U.S. has grown its production of milk components significantly without a big jump in milk production.
The U.S. has grown butterfat percent 13%, where the next biggest growth category has been closer to 2% for New Zealand and the EU. Protein growth, the U.S. has led the world in that as well, about 6% up.
Geiger says butterfat production grew by leaps and bounds, and farmers have had incentives to make that happen, but he says the demand is about to change the focus of production. He says having a more than 5% increase in butterfat production in June, July, and August created a supply and demand issue, dropping butter prices. Cash dairy prices were steady to lower except for powder Wednesday at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey unchanged at 67 cents. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2.5 cents at 174. Barrels went down 2 cents to 175 and a half. Butter down 3.5 cents at 154 and a half. Non-fat dry milk went up a half cent to 112. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Don't touch that dial. You are tuned into Whipple's Country WYFF, the station that's been family-owned and fiercely independent for almost 80 years. No nonsense, just common sense and chart-topping corn hybrids coming to farm gates all over the Central Corn Belt. Stay tuned for more Whipple's Country hits like She Thinks My Colonel's Sexy, I Got 99 Problems But Yield Ain't One, and Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Sell Soybeans. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep it independent with Whipple's Hybrids.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Johnson Tractor has compact track loaders and skid loaders in stock and priced right. See Johnson Tractor or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information and full disclaimer.
Johnson Tractor, from land to lawn.
Good morning from WRCO and the Light in the Milk House Show. Today's high temperature will be at around 51 degrees. We will have a northwest wind at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and cold with a freeze likely, a low of 27. In fact, a freeze warning coming up tomorrow morning early on. Right now, we have an east wind at 2, and it is 33 degrees in Richland Center.
Back home, I myself have seen my wilder days, and I have seen my name at the top of the page. But I need to find a friend just to run around. But nobody wants to get high on the town, and all my rowdy friends have settled down. And I think I know what my father meant when he sang about a lost highway. And old George Jones, I'm glad to see, is finally getting straight. And nobody wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. About a lost highway, and Johnny Cash.
wants to get drunk and get loud. And all my rowdy friends have settled down. Yeah, me and my rowdy friends done routed on down.
Bosey for Hank Williams Jr. All my rowdy friends have settled down. Absolutely. And I'm still the only one that's be able to stay up till midnight on Saturday nights. Coming up, we have a weather check with Tony. Gonna run down the cornfields in that direction.
She walks through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her and left me to die like a fox on the run. Like a fox.
Like a fox.
Everybody knows the reason for my fall. A woman tempted me down in Paradise Hall. This woman tempted me and she took me for a ride. Like a lonely fox, boys, I need a place to hide. She walked through the corn leading down to the river. Her hair shone like gold in the hot morning sun. She took all the love that a poor boy could give her. Like a fox on the run. Like a fox.
It's early, it's local, it's strong, just like your coffee. Brouhaha powers the Light in the Milk House show, only on WRCO.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Limerich Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Limerich Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Limerich Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Celebrating the life of your loved one is a commitment all of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service take very seriously. I'm Nick Hodge. We have helped families since 1889 celebrate, honor, and remember the life of a loved one. Our promise to you is to provide service that allows you to be able to say goodbye while finding comfort and healing along the way. And we're available to answer your questions at any time at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Bitech Incorporated of Monroe is hiring motivated truck drivers to service dairy and food processing facilities in Richland Center, Arena, and surrounding areas. Whether you're looking for full-time or part-time work, BiTech has opportunities for safe, dependable drivers with a CDLA and tanker endorsement. Enjoy training, solid benefits, and the chance to work with a respected company that values safety and reliability. Apply online today or call for an application at 608-328-8200 or 800-362-3484. That's BiTech Incorporated. Driving opportunity forward the greener way.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Door and Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, be sure to grab some warm clothes this morning as you head out the door, as temperatures are in the 30s in much of the area. Still a bit of a breeze as well, and it's not going to warm up too much today. Hopefully, we'll crack 50 or so with some partial sunshine. There were some lake effect snow showers and drizzles occurring in far northern Wisconsin this morning. That should stay away from us, though. High pressure working in will bring us another quiet day tomorrow. It should be even colder tomorrow morning, as we should have clear skies throughout the night with light winds. So a lot of 20s showing up for low temperatures tomorrow morning. We have a frost advisory yet this morning until 9 a.m. A freeze warning across southern Wisconsin for tomorrow morning from 2 a.m. to 9 a.m. So if you have any tender, cold-sensitive plants that you like to preserve, be sure to bring them indoors tonight or cover them up very well. We do anticipate temperatures moderating a touch over the weekend into early next week. Nothing too warm, but just a little bit milder. Also, fairly quiet. Now, there will be some weak weather systems coming through early next week. We'll keep an eye on that for a chance of a couple of showers. The forecast for today, partly sunny, high near 51. Northwest winds 7 to 15. Mainly clear and cold tonight with a freeze likely, low near 27. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant with light winds, high about 54. Wind variable at 3 to 7. Tomorrow night, a few clouds with more frost, low at 30. Saturday should be a nice fall day with a mix of sun and clouds, high near 56. Heading into Sunday, breaks of sunshine, breezy and warmer, low 40 with a high of 60. Monday, more clouds than sun and breezy, just a slight chance of a light shower, low 43, high 59. Some spotty showers Tuesday and Wednesday, highs in the upper 50s Tuesday, low 50s Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, but when you are ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. When you're in the midst of a building project, you have a lot to think about. That's why a Richland County Bank construction loan is so nice. It's a convenient loan that will cover the construction of the home and then provide options for permanent financing with a wide variety of loan terms. No wonder a Richland County Bank construction loan is at the foundation of so many new homes throughout the area. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Right now in WRCO, it is 33 degrees. Yesterday's high temp was 45. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. A record high was set in 1953 at 83. The record low, 15, in 1960. Last year's high was 60 and the low, 48. Sunset will occur at 6 minutes after 6 tonight. Sunrise time, 7:25 for this morning. Right now we have an east wind at 4 miles per hour and a barometric reading at 30.14, which is up from earlier today. No precipitation and for the most part clear skies overnight. We're at the overnight low here at the studios of 33.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. A news update from ABC is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, passionately committed to providing customers with the highest quality products. Also by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support from field to finish. They've got you covered. Harvest more savings with Case IH Genuine Parts at Johnson Tractor. Get 5% back when you spend $1,000 or more on OEM lubricants and filters with your Productivity Plus account, plus $100 off harvesting kits and camera systems for every $1,000 spent. New customers earn a